It's Championship Wednesday in West Virginia. Foursquare Network brings you the Greenbrier Championship Foursquare Tournament as we get ready for action. It's the last go-round here that you'll see on the Quattro, and let's get straight to it. The defending champion, Christian Covington, looking to keep things going for the longest reign possible. Welcome one, welcome all to the championships. That's right. This is the final time on the Quattro that you'll get to see the Texans taking part in Foursquare at the Greenbrier. A record crowd on hand this morning, a foggy morning, as we get to the action with Mike Vrabel serving. That's Godin. Vrabel eliminating Ellie Ankou from UCLA. So Vrabel, at the age of 42, in the server circle with Godin, nicknamed the Ann Arbor Anarchist back in his college days for the Wolverines. And Vrabel's going to serve to Watt. No introduction needed for number 99 as he lofts one over to Godin, who slams one over to Vrabel, and Vrabel can't handle that one. So Godin in the serving spot. He'll be crossing over to Ricky Hatley, the only two-time champion in the history of this sport, as Hatley handles it over to Godin, and that's a little too long. So Weaver moves into the receptor spot, and Ankou steps into the square. Weaver gets Ankou there, just inside the line. So Mike Vrabel now in. Two coaches, a veteran and a rookie. As Weaver lost one up to Vrabel, setting up Godin. Godin did his best to try and get that one, but it's just a little too long. So J.J. Watt now serving. Over to Vrabel. Lost one to Weaver, and they tried to get Watt, but you better come a little bit stronger than that if you wanted to eliminate the three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year and one-time Foursquare champion. Ankou, the rookie, as you hear J.J. Watt shouting that word, rookies, eliminating Watt. So Vrabel will serve. Over to Ankou, to Godin, back to Ankou. There's Hatley going to Vrabel. And it's a little slick out here today, so Vrabel loses his footing on that one, and he also loses a spot in the server circle. Here's Hatley, a high one to Godin. And Ankou makes short work of Hatley. You saw the loft there by Hatley to Godin. Those two have been in cahoots. I think those two kind of have an unofficial union there. As Godin wins a point, and he's now in the server circle. Shane Bowen now in the receiving spot. That one was on the line by Godin. Over to Watt. And that's a little long for Watt. So Bowen stays in his receiving spot. Catty corner to the serve. To Vrabel. Three coaches now against Godin, the undrafted rookie. Vrabel long to Weaver. To Godin. Back to Vrabel. That's just inside. Excellent effort by Godin. Look at that. Triple A says, see you later, Weaver. Wow. One of the greatest volleys we've seen in the history of this sport. And you're watching it all for free on the Quattro. We're glad you're with us this morning. Bowen, too much that time for Godin. A slam there. And now it's Godin over to Hatley, to Bowen, back to Godin. Nice there by Brandon Dunn. And Bowen eliminates Godin. So here's Shane Bowen. He's played through injury. A balky heel has kept him from being at his absolute best, but still, he's persevered. He's played, setting a good example for his players, and he gets a low one there to bounce Hatley. Bowen will serve now to Ankou, as Doug Coleman's now in the square. First time we've seen Coleman today. Dunn. Coleman lofts one up for Dunn. They go over to Bowen. Going in a round robin here. And they knock Coleman out very, very quickly. So J.J. Watt steps in. It's Bowen with a low serve. And that works. There's a little bit of uncertainty there. Some are saying it's too low. Some said there need to be more of a loft. Did look a little flat, so nevertheless, they're going to eliminate Ankou. So he's going to serve Bowen over to Watt. Here's Dunn. done going with the power move. Done. It's not been scared to play with violence, play with force, which is something you need in the game of football, as well as in Foursquare at times. Sometimes placement, though, works nicely. Daniel Ross now in, over to Dunn, round robining over to Watt, goes to Weaver, back to Watt. And look at that teamwork by the players as Daniel Ross eliminates Weaver. So in steps the defensive coordinator, Mike Vrabel. And there's going to be, oh, Vrabel wanted to get that, try to sell that one, but they snuck it in. So it's all four players now. And Watt will now serve as he bounces Brandon Dunn. J.J. Watt, once a champion here, looking to hold the title forevermore, as the horn will sound here in a few minutes. That one goes long by Daniel Ross, and Godin is now in the catbird seat next to Watt. Over to Hatley. Godin, too much for Watt. I'm not going to say much, but I thought that was an elimination of Watt. Nevertheless, they took out Doug Coleman on that one. However, number 99 is done after that one. So here's AAA. Over to Anku. To Bowen. Back to Bowen. Too much for Bowen to handle there. Bowen did a good job. These folks just walking through the shot here and there. It's live internet television. Godin. Weaver, Anku, Godin, Hatley, inside the line. That error will force him to the back of the line. Two coaches, two players. As Weaver receives, lofts one up for Vrabel, and look out. Too much, just too much. Vrabel, despite his excellent play, has not finished as a champion. It's one of those weird circumstances of timing. Some of the best players, like Vrabel, like Covington, who did win yesterday, but some of the best have not been able to reign as champs for more than once. Brandon Dunn with the power move there on his left hand, but shot himself in the foot. Ross goes low on Coleman, and Coleman goes low right back at him. So we got three coaches on J.J. Watt, and you can expect some lofts here by the coaches as they'll look to set Watt up for some power moves. Watt handles it deftly, though. Joel Heath is a defensive lineman, also serving as a line judge, but even he can't save his teammate there. So it's four coaches, and they're going to do these shenanigans where they kind of round-robin it around. As Coleman is eliminated. And here comes Ricky Hatley, the only two-time champion of this sport. It's Bowen over to Weaver. And Anku, Hatley quickly eliminates Weaver. So here's Vrabel. He's going to serve to Bowen. Back to Hatley. Hatley too long there. Thank you, Omar. Omar Mazoub, our good friend from Texans Media Relations, just brought me my credential that I had forgotten today. So thank you, Omar. Omar chose not to do any commentary with me today. It's Vrabel over to Bowen, and he knocks out AAA. In steps Brandon Dunn, and now in the receiving spot from Vrabel, with a questionable serve there by Vrabel. Just a little bit of confusion. I think that was a questionable serve by Vrabel. Saying very close, but not the line. So Vrabel going to serve now to Brandon Dunn. It's three players on Vrabel. There's Anku. And Anku was a little long on that one. Here's Vrabel to Daniel Ross. Brandon Dunn, too much for Vrabel. Frustrates him there. And Brandon Dunn going with power moves today. Let's see if he can linger longer than one in this one. And Daniel Ross, a newcomer here, an undrafted free agent. Going to step into the server spot. As there's a little bit of time ticking away on the clock. Two coaches, two players. Doug Coleman, assistant special teams coach, to Weaver, defensive line coach, over to Watt, to Coleman. Watt moving around. And Watt now going to serve. Folks, we've only got a few moments before the horn should sound. It didn't sound yesterday. They ended it earlier yesterday as Weaver with a nice low shot there on Hatley to get the rookie back in line. So Watt over to Weaver, to Godin. Godin up high. On the line by Watt, and that's too much for Doug Coleman to handle. So it's Watt, Weaver, Watt serving to Godin, and Bowen is now in the entry point. Godin, too much for Weaver. Look out. Eliankou steps in, but that's over to Bowen. Weaver. Watt, with a little bit of talk. And he eliminates Eliankou. Watt over to Bowen, up high to Godin. And Watt slams one for Vrabel, and Vrabel can't get to that one. So J.J. Watt, can he hang on and become a two-time champion like Ricky Hatley? Godin, almost picking on Watt today, went low and with power at number 99, and Godin's going to take his time serving this one up. Goes over to Brandon Dunn. Dunn, very low to Bowen. Up high, and look at that. Bowen and his bad heel are now in the serving spot. And you notice I said heel, because some players mostly would say that Bowen is a heel in the wrestling sense of the term, and not Greco-Roman or freestyle. So Bowen will serve. Over to DJ Reader, his first time in the square today. To Dunn, and Bowen's gone. So here's Brandon Dunn. Let's quickly move through. His third or fourth time in the serving spot today to Hatley. Here's Doug Coleman. Going soft now. Reader goes with placement there on Dunn, right at his feet. And again, Coleman is out. Hatley, and they're going to call a reserve on that because the ball was coming through. So over to Hatley. Back to Reader. And Reader, with good placement there, eliminates Dunn. So DJ Reader himself, a one-time champion here on the Foursquare Network, will serve over to Weaver. To Ankou. Close. That looked like it was close to the line. A little bit of discrepancy there. Joel Heath from Michigan State had two sacks last year in week 17, is working the lines in this game. So Reader will serve over to Ankou. Ankou goes right at Vrabel. Vrabel with a dipsy doodle, and he bounces Reader. So here's Ricky Hatley out of Missouri. Lofts one up for Vrabel. Goes with two hands, and it's just short there by Eliankou. Watt's now in. Godin's now in. Vrabel and Hatley. And look at that power move. By Mike Vrabel had nothing he can do with that. Just too much power there by J.J. Watt. And almost a carbon copy of that one. But Godin goes at Watt. Watt goes at Hatley. Godin, another power move on Watt. And J.J. Watt steps in to the server spot. Two coaches, two players, one a veteran, one an undrafted rookie. Watt over to Bowen. And Godin again picking on J.J. Watt, going with power and eliminating number 99. Godin to Coleman. They loft one for Bowen. And look out, Godin, as Bowen puts that one just inside, and Bowen will be back in the serving spot. Three coaches now as Weaver steps in. Dunn handles that one to Weaver, to Bowen, to Coleman, up high to Bowen. Oh, infraction there almost by Dunn as Weaver eliminates Dunn. And look at that. With an injured heel, Shane Bowen is your four-square champion, the final four-square champion here on the Quattro as we conclude our broadcast from West Virginia. We thank you all for watching and listening. We hope you had a wonderful day, a wonderful camp, and we can't wait to see you again next year. Who knows? We might have some bonus coverage on the Quattro back in Houston in a few days. For the good folks back in Houston putting this together, like Gray Moore, as well as the guys on site, like Tyler Sudarth and Jay McDevitt, I'm Drew Doherty, and we will see you again very soon, hopefully.